workouts are a big part of any football program, and we are really excited how Coach Fitz and his staff are really taking through the workouts, and you know, it'll help our athleticism, it helps our unity, bonding as a team, and a little toughness.
What about for the offensive line in particular?
Well, you know, I think the offensive line will gain benefits from it just like everybody else, and I've already seen a lot of progress through a short period of time.
Are you watching for things like demeanor and attitude?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, demeanor and attitude. To be a good offensive lineman, I think you have to be really physical, really tough. And toughness is not just one-on-one blocking and all that. You know, when a kid is competing in the all-season program and running, and when they start getting tired and that gut starts burning, you know, the ones that can really push through that and to learn to push through that as they're doing now really makes a difference.
5:15 a.m. Regular for you guys on your previous stops?
I'm sorry?
5:15 a.m. Is that regular wake-up call for you guys?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's, you know, a little late. But, no, you know, it's, you know, it gives us time, you know, within the NCAA rules to get the workouts done and not interfere with the players' classes and their routines.
Coach, you were at Texas, and then you kind of, like, took a year off. Were you,
right.
Did you come out of retirement?
I did.
Why was that?
Well, I had retired after 37 years of coaching, and I had moved to Athens, Georgia, and was close to my grandchildren and enjoying life, and I'm still in good shape, and everybody kept saying, "Where are you going to coach again?" I said, "Well, at the right place for the right person," and when Coach O'Brien called, I got really excited about it, and I am really excited about it.
Had you entertained other calls before his?
Yeah, I did. I had had some other opportunities, and but not like Penn State.
What is it about this program and Coach O'Brien and the school that made you decide
well,
to take that step?
You know, programs are made by people, and obviously Penn State with Coach Paterno and his staff and the era that he went through here was just absolutely unbelievable, and what he established here has been very, very special, and I've always admired Penn State for years and years in coaching. You know, they just set a standard for integrity and quality and doing things the right way and winning, and so I was always a little enamored by Penn State, and then Coach O'Brien and I worked together at Georgia Tech, so I got to know him well, and I think he is a just a rising star in the business. He's really bright, very energetic, got a nice charisma about him, and so I think it was just a great opportunity.
Have you ever been here before?
Yes, I have. I was coaching at Alabama in the late 80s, and we played Penn State up here. So I'd been there at that time, and then one other time in the early 80s, I was at Georgia Tech, and we visited here as a staff.
How much did you have to balance some of the negatives that had happened here in the last few months? Did you take that into account?
Not at all. Okay. Not at all. You know, in my humble opinion, that didn't have anything to do with Penn State football, you know. It's a shame that all that has been associated with it, and that's probably a product of the media more than anything else, but it did not affect my decision one bit about coming to Penn State. I strictly on the opportunity to start a new era with Coach O'Brien and be at Penn State, not a factor.
Coach, what kind of offensive lineman do you look for size or smaller but faster? What is
I like productive offensive linemen, guys that can block people. In general, I like athletic guys. The bigger, the better, without forsaking athleticism. I think it's real important in today's game that offensive linemen can move, because it is really the guys that they block are really good athletes. Guys that tackles have to block coming off the edge, can really run these days. And then in the running game, the inside people, the guards and centers getting up to the next level and staying with those people, the athleticism is really critical.
What have you seen in the linemen here by way of athleticism and the things that you look for and looking? I'm sure you look at a lot of tape.
Yeah. You know, we are in a situation here where we graduated 4 out of 5 starters. I wasn't smart enough to ask Coach O'Brien that before I took the job, but but it wouldn't have been a factor. Stankiewicz is the only returning starter. We've got Urschel that has played a good bit, and Mike Farrell, who's played a good bit. And other than that, it's been very few reps that any of the offensive linemen have had. So it's a fresh start for all those guys. I have been impressed by the work ethic. Our guys have gone out there and without any grumbling whatsoever, really busted it, get it better. The dedication and work ethic, I have been really pleased with that group. We've got a long way to go. Obviously, I have not been on the grass with any of them so far, other than the all-season program, and we're limited as coaches what we can do in that. So, but just observing and getting to know the kids, I've been very impressed with the blue-collar, hard-nosed work ethic. They are a bunch of very good students, too, which excites me, because offensive linemen and in today's game, it's really hard to be productive if you can't think. And especially in an offense like we will be running, where there is a little more intricate than some.
How excited are you to be a part of just a whole new era, a whole new regime here?
Oh, I think it's really exciting. I really do. I think it's the new era with Coach O'Brien at Penn State is really exciting for all of us. You know, all things come to an end, and Coach Paterno's tenure here had to end at some point, and it makes us all sad that it did, but still, it's over, and I think everybody's excited because there are so many people that love Penn State football that really admire what's going on here, and I think everybody's really excited to see what the new era will be like, and I'm one of those. I'm really excited about it.